Well, perhaps we are ready now to start some of the entertainment type readings. Start out with the good old pig hog. Was there any of you boys and girls that was here that was ever tried to drive a pig hog? I did once, and I told you right now I would sooner drive nails any day than hogs. When I was a small boy, my father once said to me one day, "Ben, you go drive that white and black speckled pig down to Mr. Sviggle's." Mr. Sviggle lived about a mile down the road. And he said, "Now hurry back with yourself in time for school." So off I started for the pig pen, and that was the last he seen of me for 25 or 9 hours. Well, I climbs me in the pig pen and I begins to scratch that white and black speckled pig on the back. Well, as long as I scratched the pig on the back, he was all right. But then I take him by the ear and lead him outside of the pen. He looks around and he says, "Boof," and away he went. He struck me with his snoot nose and knocked me right over. Next he struck the front gate and took it right off the hinges, and up the street he went in the opposite direction from Mr. Sviggle's. I whistles and calls, "Pig, pig, pig," and up the street I went after him. Well, I never did think that a pig hog could run pretty fast. But right then I found out I was mistaken. For that pig runs 3 or 1 miles before I could overtook him. Well, when I finally comes up with the pig, he was laying by the side of the road fast asleep. And I slips up real quiet and now thinks me I'll tie my handkerchief around your behind leg. Well, while I was tying my handkerchief around his behind leg, he said, "Boof," and kicked me right square in the face. Well, I give him one on the side and I says, "Boo yourself." Then he set up and looked at me and I says, "Well, old fella, if you's rested, we'll make for home." So I begins to scratch the pig on the back. Well, as long as I scratched the pig on the back, he was all right. But when I tried to drive him, the harder I'd drive, the harder he'd sat still. Well, I didn't know what to done, so I went to a man's house that was close by and asked him if he would borrow to me a broom handle. I told him I wanted to handle my pig and thought I could handle him at a handle. Well, I took the handle, went out in the road, and the pig hog was gone. I looks around and sees the pig over the man's turnip patch, eating up the man's turnips. Well, I got over there and I begins to handle that pig with the handle till I broke it into 6 or 1 pieces. That was the handle, not the pig. Well, when the man sees the pig eating up his turnips, he comes him out with his muskat gun and shoots that pig all full with holes and kicks me all over my trouser pants. Well, when that pig hears the gun go off, away he went. And he runs 3 or 1 miles again before I could get ahead of him. But I cut across lots, and then I finally comes ahead met the pig. He was mad and made a rush for me and runs right between my 2 legs. Well, I grabs his ear met one hand and his tail met the other. And down the street we went met me on the pig's back. Well, I held on with all of my might and a part of my mane, till all at once my hand slipped mid his ear off and I fell off in a muddle puddle. But I still hung on to his tail like 60 or 65, till all at once his tail pulled out by the roots. Well, the pig turned off to the side of the road and got tangled up in a wire fence. And there I had it. Now right there would have been a beautiful landscape view for some artist. There was me in the muddle puddle with a laugh on my face and a pig's tail in my hand, without no pig on the tail. And over there in the fence was the pig, without no tail on the pig. Well, I didn't know what to done. I was afraid if I turned the pig loose, he would run off once more. So I went to a man's house that was close by and asked him if he would borrow to me a wheelbarrow, a bed blanket, and a clothesline. Well, I wraps the pig up in the bed blanket, lays him in the wheelbarrow, ties him down with the clothesline, and lays a great big stone on him. Then I wheels him down to Mr. Swiggles. So when I got down there, by shimmy huckleberries, I was tired. And it was the next night that day when I got home.